So let me go ahead and pop on the record button. This is Eric Nyquist, news director with Four Corners Broadcasting. And for today's Chamber Chat, I'm joined by the executive director of the Durango Chamber of Commerce, Jack Llewellyn. Jack, can you hear me? How are we doing today?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing really good. And getting ready for another day, and businesses are starting to reopen. So we're excited.
Very good, very good. Speaking of businesses reopening, today's the day that our local safer at home orders kind of evolve and allow some businesses to open. What are you hearing on the street? Are a lot of businesses trying to make it happen for today?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of businesses are excited to reopen. Now, some of them, I think, are, you know, having to go through the self-certification checklist issued by San Juan Basin Public Health just to make sure that, you know, businesses are prepared, for lack of words, because there's so many things that you haven't thought of possibly as you reopen. I know a lot of businesses, I talked to Durango Joe Lloyd the other day, and you know they've installed plexiglass in their sitting areas to allow that social distancing and helping to divide folks, so to speak. And so a lot of businesses are, you know, doing the checklist, making sure they're ready to open, and I know a lot of businesses are so anxious to open, but they also say, I want to make sure I do it right and make sure that my employees are safe. I want to make sure that the people coming into our businesses are safe. So there is that checklist. It's at sjbpublichealth.org. We also have it link on our homepage at DurangoBusiness.org, and the Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance, SWCODA.org, also has the information. So information is out there. Just make sure you go through that checklist and make sure you're ready.
Very good. Yeah, I know here at Four Corners Broadcasting, we have the checklist. We're planning to partially reopen on Monday, and that checklist is great. It's very thorough, and it tells you exactly what you need to be doing.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, I have some folks that, you know, are like, now they're requiring us to have a checklist. My gosh, you know, government overstep. And I'm like, well, in this situation, at least we're just taking the steps to make sure, you know, your employees are safe, your customers. I've said this before, obviously, but just making sure we get this right, because we only have one chance to get it right, and we don't want to see any kind of a spike.
Right, yeah, it would certainly be better to open businesses, have everybody continue to practice the social distancing and wearing masks and all that stuff so that there's no spike in the COVID cases and we can continue to stay open.
Absolutely.
And so another thing I wanted to talk about was the Chamber today, Friday, is offering some masks and buffs for businesses. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the Chamber has been involved with the EOC, Emergency Operations Center, phone calls that happened during the week. And Rita Simon, our manager, has been participating in those. And Darren Wyman with the county had said, well, we've got all of these hand-sewn masks and face buffs, the kind of things that, you know, wear around your neck and can pull up over your nose. We have those, and what would be a good way to distribute them to businesses? And he said, would the chambers be available to do that? So the Durango Chamber of Commerce, along with Ignacio Chamber and Bayfield Chambers, are all coordinating to get these masks out and distributed to businesses. So today, Friday at 10 o'clock, while supplies last, we're going to have limited numbers that we hand out. And so people can come, pick up the mask, pick up the buff. And we also have front of house or face to face and back of house in literature information, as well as signage that they can grab. Just, you know, they're photocopied that show, you know, wear a mask, protects us all. And we'll be handing those out starting at 10 o'clock. And I have no idea. We could be out of them within a half hour. You know, like I said, we'll limit it. I think we're going to do four masks and four buffs per business. And you know, we could be out in an hour, we could be out in 3 hours. I have no idea, but I will guarantee you, if we don't end up handing all of them out by like 2 o'clock on Friday, we will go and distribute them, because I do know businesses that have said, if you have some left over, we'll take them, and we've got plenty of employees that we want to protect.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, sort of a first come, first serve basis. Switching gears here a little bit, Jack, the city of Durango just recently voted to pass the Urban Renewal Authority, and that was supported by a lot of local business organizations, including the Durango Chamber of Commerce. What can you tell us about that decision and the chamber's reaction to it?
Yeah, the Urban Renewal Authority is not something new in the state of Colorado. And I always use the example, I grew up in Arvada, worked in Golden, and I remember, it was years and years ago, 25 years ago, I remember returning to Golden, and I went, whoa, what happened to the elementary school that was right across Clear Creek, just west of Coors? And it was funny because people said, oh, an Urban Renewal Authority passed. Well, at that time, I had no idea what that was, and nor did I, was in the world of chambering and what I do today. And they used it for urban renewal development. So you take an area, and they use the word blighted. Now, I don't like the word blighted because it makes it sound like something's old and needs torn down. But there's been examples of this that's been happening in Durango. When you look at, the 11th Street Station downtown. Now, that I don't think that area is going to be in the Urban Renewal Authority. But it gives developers and the city an opportunity to get funding through taxing districts, and you can keep that money and use it for development. So let's say you're looking at different areas. I'm literally driving by where the old 7-Eleven used to be, and Wendy Moe State Farm is now located where that was. That's a good example of what an Urban Renewal Authority or URA could do. So when you think of some of the old buildings that are on Main and up on North Main and down on the Camino del Rio corridor, what would it look like if we could redevelop all of that? And the Urban Renewal Authority just gives an opportunity. It's a funding mechanism to allow funds to be collected specifically for development. And, it could be, say, you could use it to say, we're going to have retail, multi-use, retail on the first floor, offices on the second, and then we're going to have, apartments on the third or whatever. And, the chamber building could be an example of what an Urban Renewal Authority could have looked like. And, with the URA, there could have been some funds available. We could not afford to go vertical and build, apartments on top. We talked about it, but it wasn't in our budget. But a URA could have helped with that type of process. And we could have done something like that. So it's very exciting to see the URA occur.
Yeah, it is exciting. And we'll have to kind of keep an eye on it and see how it plays out, because it's not just, it doesn't just flick a light switch. It's going to take years and years for that development to occur. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Absolutely.
And so, Jack, that's pretty much the specific questions that I had on my list today. But what else do you have for us? What else would you like to add?
I think mainly it's everyone has a lot of the term pent-up demand comes to mind. We're trying to get through this as best we all can. There's a lot of anxiousness to open. Anxiety or, I'm fishing for the right word, Eric, because it's something that I know I have felt. I've been at home since March 17th. I've been out very, very rarely. I've been working harder than I ever have, being on phones and emails, talking to people, just trying to make sure we're doing all the right things. And so I just encourage businesses, as you're opening, follow the checklist. If you have questions, contact San Juan Basin Public Health. Again, sjbpublichealth.org. They're here to help you. We just need to make sure, again, that we get this right. There's also a lot of other resources out there. I am working with a national movement, Business Interruption Insurance, or the Small Business Coalition, and we're trying to get legislators to look at having business interruption insurance paid by the insurance companies. Now, a lot of people say, oh, there's no way, the policies aren't written for that. Well, they're written to say we won't cover a pandemic, but the civil authority is the approach that we're looking at to say, well, we had to shut down because of civil authority, because the government mandated that we shut down. And so we're part of a national organization, volunteers, and we've signed on to help support that. Also, PPP funding is distributed. I highly encourage businesses to check with their bankers that got them the funding that was that they worked with. Also, their CPAs, if they did receive PPP funding, make sure you have a separate checking account for all funds. Make sure you're tracking where all of that money is going. You are using it for employing your keeping your employees paid. Make sure you follow the guidelines that has in place, just so you can make sure you can possibly qualify for the money to be given as a grant, so you don't have to pay it back, so to speak. And a lot of rules and regs to follow with that PPP funding. I know the government's looking at, is there going to be another wave, so to speak, of funding available? Wait to see on that. We're monitoring it. Locally, we've got our task force, which comprises of the Business Improvement District, other area chambers of commerce, the Economic Alliance, City of Durango, Dave Woodruff. I want to give him a huge shout out with our local restaurant association in El Moro. That guy has been incredible with gathering data and information. So we're working very diligently behind the scenes to get things open. SWCODA.org is the website. They have the Community Emergency Relief Fund open. You can give money. And if you need help, you can apply. Reach out to them, talk to them, find out when they might release some local money to help, with rents, things of that nature. Reagan Wrinkles in charge of that. She does a great job. So, gosh, what else can I ramble on about for you? DurangoBusiness.org, we have upcoming series, training series, things that are of timeliness, working from home. We had one yesterday by Susie Fair, and I got to tell you, Eric, the new norm might be flex hours. There may be a thing where you say, I'm going to work from home today.
Right.
And businesses are going to, probably say, okay, we can allow that. Professional services, obviously not retail. You have to be in the location. But there's so many new opportunities that have occurred because of this pandemic. And it's got people thinking differently.
It sure does. And, yeah, there's a lot of information here that we'll have to take into consideration as our community reopens. But we certainly want to thank you for your efforts, as well as all of our business and community leaders for their leadership during this time.
Well, it is. We're all in this together. We want to get through this and, open slowly, as they say, open correctly, protect ourselves, protect your employees, your customers. Wearing the mask seems to be something that can help. It's not going to completely prevent, the spread of the virus, but at least if I'm wearing one, it's going to protect you. You wear one, protects me. Just helps to keep those germs contained.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jack, again, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely, Eric, and thank you for all your coverage and everything you're doing, because you're helping keeping everybody informed. Appreciate you.
Our pleasure. For FCB Chamber Chat, I'm Eric Nyquist.